Yeah, so welcome to another week, The Frontiers of Nuclear Physics. Barry's away. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe, so I'm subbing in as today. So we don't actually have much to do because we're not going to be arranging talks next week, because next week, as we'll hear about in a minute, we have this fabulous workshop that's happening. But we'll start by everybody going around and introducing themselves, as we usually do on a Monday. And so why don't we start over here, Irvi Guinea. Victor. Who are you? So we just you at the tail end of the introductions.
I'm from the University of New South Wales, Sydney.
Okay, thank you. So as I said, we're not going to be arranging talks this time because next week is action-packed. And so I'm going to hand over to Andreas to talk about the program and some of the logistics.
Yeah, well, we should also talk about maybe any discussion in addition.
Yeah, we can do this.
Oops. So, where should I put this? Maybe here.
Yeah, next week there will be the conference. You might know it's about this is the title: Symmetry Tests in Nuclei and Atoms. The coordinators are May Bai from Jülich, Susan Gardner from Kentucky, Susanne Mertens. She's Berkeley now still. I think she will move.
She's pretty virtual right now.
Yeah, yeah. And myself. And it starts Monday, September 19th, and ends on Friday, September 23rd. We have, there are a couple of organizers, there are also a couple of coordinators, and a couple of topics at the tier of each coordinator. We start out, well, remember this day is special, 8:50, otherwise we start at 9 o'clock of the time. Mark Bowick will give welcome speech, and then Adam Ritz will start out the conference with an overview talk with this, and then, you know, fifth forces and sterile neutrinos will come, dark matter. Martin Hoferich could just replace Achim Schwenk, you know, he could head to council. So he will do definitely a good job in doing that replacement. So this will be the first day, basically, you know, dark forces, stereo neutrinos, dark matter, EFTs for dark matter. And then the second day, let me see if I can get it. This is Tuesday, 9 o'clock. We have double beta decay day, neutrinoless double beta, Jonathan Engel and Matteo in Munich will talk about fueling the experiment. Then there will be direct neutrino mass measurements, Diana Pano from Washington, University of Washington, UWash. And, first name, I don't know. Ravi, yeah, okay. He will talk about baryon lepton number violation, baryon minus lepton number violation and neutrino mass. So, and after that, in the afternoon, the world of EDMs will start with first. Well, this is an idea by May Bai. We will have an accelerator talk. You know, it's somehow sandwiched between these two talks. You know, accelerator physicist point of view on these experiments, and a theorist point of view. Koya Nikolaev is now a theoretical accelerator physicist. He spends most of his time on that, and so he's becoming one of the experts on that. In between, we will have Brad talking about neutron EDMs, and Young M. Kim, who is a young researcher from Korea, a female researcher, suggested to us by Yannis, will talk about proton EDMs in storage ring, and Frank Radmann will talk about the spin protons EDM and neutron EDM in storage rings. Then on Wednesday, we will switch to atomic and EDMs in atoms and molecules. In the morning, about the first part of the morning, diamagnetic atoms. So this will be then information about the nuclear EDMs. In the second half, then about paramagnetic atoms and molecules. That will be about the electron EDM. And this part here this afternoon is free, that is for excursions or whatever, for people coming for a short time here. We have see something from Santa Barbara and the environment. Okay. First day will be the theory session. It has to be slightly changed because we use the cancellations to rearrange the program. Jordi De Vries, who is an expert on the EFT approach and EDMs, will talk about hadronic EDMs. And Sergei will cover the lattice calculation for neutron and proton EDMs. Konstantina Alexandru will talk about the results from a different group. Vincenzo has actually the honor to give the last talk of the conference, so we moved him to that. Amy Nicholson will talk about the neutronless double beta decay from lattice QCD. So this is basically more lattice QCD session than the EDM session. In the afternoon, we start then with non-EDM studies of PNT violation in nuclei and atoms. Jonathan Kahn will talk about axion dark matter and squid magnetometer detections. Victor will give his view on that. And Chris Crawford and David Armstrong will talk about parity violating scatterings. Good.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what BWSCI,
where boundary there. Conditions. This one. Best Western at something. South Coast Inn. Oh, yeah, good. That is probably.
I thought it might be something really fun. I'm just going to miss that.
Okay. Good. Friday, Windows on Exotica with Nuclear and Atoms. I mean, Holger Müller will talk about atom interferometers and constraints on dark energy. Peter Fierlinger, he could have also talked earlier, will talk about magnetic shieldings and applications. I mean, you can use it also for neutron, anti-neutron oscillations, that stuff. He is world expert on that one. Then Shen Yu Liu will talk about, give an overview on neutron lifetime and correlation experiments. Hui Ren, we moved to this spot because she can also talk about, in this part, there's also, the beta decay matrix elements. Eric will then give an overview talk, about exotic spin dependence interactions of electrons. And Vincenzo has the honor to finish the conference talking more general than he thought he would do about electric dipole moments and new sources of CP violation. Conference should stop around that time. Good.
That's terrific.
Let's hope that we will not receive any more cancellations. So it's quite a work to get it again in a shape that's presentable. Good.
Thank you, Mr. Gregory. Let's see, I should take your device.
So there's a couple of things. Firstly, this week, the talks are by Vincenzo, Wick, Andreas, and Brian. They're at 10:30 in the morning. We should talk about if we want to have another session, which I thought was very successful last week on the effective field theory discussions. It doesn't have to be in that topic. We can choose another one. It's entirely up to discussions here. So if people have ideas for one, then please say. And from an organizational point of view, there's a wiki, Nuclear 16 wiki, and you can find the program and reference material and stuff on here. Let's
see if I can actually operate it. No, complete failure. Yeah, whatever you operate it. So I can just point up or down and address it and move it up and down.
So, okay. You can get to this wiki page from the program, I suppose. Let me see what I have missed. Oh, I have to go to the program. Well, you can go to the wiki KTP homepage if you want to, but you can also find it from somewhere here. Oh, yes, all the time. This front is nuclear physics, and there's a...
Sure, you're blocking the...
That's not too helpful.
Andreas, you're blocking the... Your shirt is the wrong color. So, here.
Yeah, you can go either there or here, wiki. So you can go to this page and...
So if there's things you want to change, you can just edit. And so if there's events or references or whatever you like, you can just go in and edit. We had a nice tutorial when you started the meeting.
So we, yeah. User pages are, I think, challenging questions, reference material, social activities, talks and discussions, yeah, and recorded talks.
Yeah. Yes, all the talks are recorded, like this one, and so you can pull them down online if you missed them. Thank you. So then the question is, do we want to add a session for important discussions, topics to talk about? So Dick, you're very supportive of the...
I watched the one from last week remotely and enjoyed it very much, so...
Okay, great.
Happy to see another.
So that one emerged not from this meeting, but by Evgeny and Michael deciding we needed to have a discussion and then talking to us. So I suggest that perhaps instead of resolving this today, that if that's an issue, then you can do the same. So feel free to come and talk to your agency about it. Anything else?
So next week there won't be one of these meetings, so when is the schedule for the week after set up?
Yeah, so Barry, Wick and I are going to talk about these things along with Dean, and we will come up with... It's too early because the people are not going to be here and so forth, so we're going to do that remotely and then do that. So there'll be no analogous meeting this week. Anything else?
Okay.
Enjoy the Santa Barbara sun. All right, thanks everybody.